This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main with your QNN update from Q News. Transgender Victoria announced its withdrawal from the 2025 Midsummer Pride March. Victoria's leading body for transgender, gender diverse and non-binary communities made its decision to withdraw, with Transgender Victoria CEO Dr. Son Vivian announcing the decision via social media, stating that this was a difficult decision come after careful consideration of community feedback concerning police engagement. The social media post said, TGV has a long-standing commitment to advocating for improvements in police systems and practices. A recent community forum and survey conducted by TGV have confirmed a deep and pervasive discontent among transgender people regarding their interactions with and the treatment by Victoria Police. We urge Victoria Police to commit to systemic reform pertinent to pride, protest, public safety, and transgender human rights, including comprehensive cultural sensitivity education and steps towards nuanced and gender-affirming data collection. Midsummer Festival acknowledged the recent decision by Transgender Victoria to withdraw from this year's Pride March based on concerns raised about Victoria Police. From Pink News. Tech giants Meta have reportedly removed Pride and LGBTQ+ themes from Facebook Messenger, just days after changes to hate speech rules which will allow users to call queer people mentally ill. The trans and non-binary themes had colour schemes that matched their respective gender identities' Pride flags. The change, initially flagged by 404 Media, follows billionaire owner Mark Zuckerberg's decision to remove fact checkers from Instagram, Threads and Facebook, and replace them with community notes similar to that seen on X. The company also came under fire after their community standard policies was changed to allow LGBTQ+ people to be described as mentally ill. Meta launched the themes in 2021 and 2022 as part of their celebration of Pride Month. From The Guardian. Gay men will be allowed to train as priests in Roman Catholic seminaries so as long as they observe celibacy, according to new guidelines announced by the Italian Bishops' Conference. The decision marks a shift from the view previously held by Pope Francis that gay men should not be admitted into seminaries owing to the risk of them leading a double life. According to the guidelines, the most important thing for aspiring priests is to show an orientation towards celibate life. However, it reiterated that while the Catholic Church deeply respects the people in question, gay men who are sexually active cannot be admitted into seminaries or any other holy orders. Since he was elected Pope in 2013, Francis has sought to adopt a more inclusive tone towards LGBTQ+ people in his public statements, much to the disdain of conservative cardinals. Pope Francis was forced to apologise in May last year for using an offensive slur during a discussion with bishops about admitting gay men into seminaries. Turning to QNN Sport now and from OutSports. A professional handball athlete with experience in playing in Europe's top leagues has come out publicly as gay, saying his news has been received positively by his teammates. Vilas Ragauge Jensen is a 28-year-old attacking player from Denmark who currently plays in the second-tier Swedish Allsvenskan League. He posted a coming-out message to his Instagram last weekend alongside a photo of himself as a young boy. He wrote, "I am gay, three words that in reality should be easy to say, but for which for many years I've been afraid to be open about. I've been thinking of posting a post like this for some time and have been thinking if it was the right way to come out. But there is probably no right or wrong way." The 6'4" pivot was born in Copenhagen and played for the Ajax team in his home city before moving on to other Danish clubs. That's what's making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. I'll be back next week with another QNN update. But don't forget you can download the podcast via your favourite podcast app. Just search QNN. I'm Joel King-Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.